Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info.
This is your call to action. Get prepared, America. Economy, survival, energy, disasters. This is USAPrepares.com. Informative radio, educational radio. Interact now by emailing instructor at USAPrepares.com or text at 434-390-7953. Class, please take your seats. Now, your instructor, Vincent Fennelli.
Rich Eden's with us. This is hour number two, and he's been delineating the extent of corruption at the highest levels of the United States government. And during the top of the hour news, you might have heard the president talk about the latest debate with the mute button. Well, I understand what he's talking about. Because in a very insignificant scenario that I was involved with, running for the board of directors of a electric cooperative, they did everything they could to silence me. And their latest stunt was to have the police at the ready to arrest me if they thought I got out of hand with trying to explain how the board of directors and the corruption works. So it's everywhere. It's even at, you know, a little tiny electric cooperative, which doesn't amount to a hill of beans, you know, in the grand scheme of things. Thanks. Rich?
Well, yeah, and this is what they do when they want to silence you. You know, my caller ID, like if somebody calls me about buying a piece of land that I have on the market, my caller ID comes out to them in a different number.
Okay, so when you call me from your landline, I've got caller ID, and I've got a little button on our phone. It's an old phone. This thing is probably 30 years old. It's a landline desk set, multiple lines, and I've only got one line connected to it. But you know, I can hit redial. I can hit some favorites, which I don't have any programmed in on purpose. And I can hit, you know, caller ID, and then I can hit this little button that says dial. So I can redial or dial the number that came in for your call to me, and I don't get you.
Yep.
I get something else.
Yep.
And it's
not,
I get a message that says, the voicemail for this number has not been set up. Now, your home phone has an answering machine.
Correct.
It doesn't have voicemail, you know,
correct,
or a smartphone voicemail.
Yeah. Correct.
So the message is incorrect. Now, it would probably apply to 99.99999% of everybody. So it would work, except for the fact that I'm calling you on a landline with an answering machine, a physical answering machine, rather than a smartphone that has, you know, Verizon or some other company taking the voicemail at their site that you can listen to. So that's what's happening with you. So you're absolutely right.
No, Vince, I've been totally demonetized, especially since sticking up for President Trump and the Republicans. Totally. Anytime somebody wants to buy a piece of land, I can't get back in touch with them. They're getting messages like you just mentioned that they can't leave a message or the number's inaccurate. All my caller ID, this is my landline, folks. This is even my cell. My caller ID is almost always different, especially regarding commerce. Okay? My local bank, Glacier Bank, they say it was a mistake. But for all of you in Western Montana, be aware. Glacier Bank, I cashed a check. It was a small check. Vince, it may have been your check that you sent me. It was like, you know, 40, 50 bucks, whatever it was, for whatever it was in the last couple of months.
Oh, it was for all the nice comments. It was for all the nice comments that you say about us.
Oh, okay. Well, thank you. I can't remember what it was. But anyway.
I paid you.
Let me finish. The bank didn't. I asked them to put it in my checking account. Glacier Bank here in Western Montana did not do it. And they made this excuse, well, there might be a couple more rich heathens out there, and they were humming and hawing. And maybe it was a legitimate mistake, but it's also a coincidence. And then the Montana Department of Revenue, I've mentioned this a couple times on the air, they said I had a finished basement. I had two finished bathrooms. They said I had modern heat. They said all this stuff from my taxes being high. And they were all wrong, all lies. See, there's no accountability at the big corporate level or the government level. None. It's all corrupt. I cannot sell a piece of land. Folks, I know there's many, many people listening to this show. If I gave you my home phone number and you called to buy a piece of land, it would be irrelevant because you would not get to me. If you even tried to leave a message, you'd have a 99% chance of not doing it because they're going to see that it's commerce and you're going to appear like you left the message, but you're not going to be able to do it. And then if 1% chance you left the message and I call you back, I'm going to get the same thing calling you back. There's going to be different caller IDs. This is what we deal with. We have been totally 100% demonetized because of sticking up for the rule of law, for the same rules, laws, and accountability for everybody, for truth, for what President Trump stands for. This is what I've been dealing with for years, and this is one of the reasons I have to be self-sufficient. I have to hunt. I have to fish. I have to garden. I have to live off-grid. I have to raise animals. I have to do this. I have no choice. I contacted, when I ended my career in big pharma and I stood for principle, for the rule of law, when they told me that they would not hire me as a female to be a job share with GlaxoSmithKline. Thank God Merck hired me as the first male job share and I got 3 years with them. But they were trying to push me out at the very end, too, because of me being politically incorrect. So this is what we have to deal with. When you stand for the rule of law, when you stand for principle, they say I contacted 30 attorneys. One attorney filed a lawsuit against GlaxoSmithKline. He either got bribed, threatened, intimidated, or blackmailed, and he dropped the lawsuit. And coincidentally, this attorney ran for the Montana Supreme Court. So maybe he got funded by GlaxoSmithKline. I don't know. Would you be surprised? No, I wouldn't. So this is what's happening in America. Everybody's either blackmailed or bought and paid for, especially at the highest levels. 30 attorneys I consulted with, they told me that as a poor/middle-class white male heterosexual with a Christian name, I have no group self-pity points. I have no rights, I have no restitution, and I have no protection under the rule of law. What choice do I have but to have grow a garden, but to hunt and fish, but to live off-grid, when 30 attorneys told me that I was unhirable and I did not have any ability for restitution or protection or rights under the rule of law? Several attorneys told me if the same thing happened to me and I was female, I would have had a $10 million settlement by the end of the day, and I would have been on national news. So this is what we're fighting for. We are fighting for not just our right to work. We're fighting for our right to survive. Vince?
It's just like in Jericho, where Gerald McCraney said that we're fighting for our lives. And we are. We are. I've never seen corruption so high. And it was unthinkable that we'd have corruption like this in the United States. It's unthinkable. Yeah, third world country, sure. It's routine. Yeah, please continue. I'm enjoying everything that you're saying. And you're absolutely right. I totally agree with everything you've said.
Well, Vince, you know what? I appreciate it again. You're so generous with allowing me. I think you give me probably 90% of the talk of the talking time when I'm on the air with you, and I can't tell you how much I appreciate it. But I, you know, regarding some of these things that I said regarding the Hunter Biden's proven pedophilia and torture of young girls, you know, it's amazing to me how the certain feminists think that the Democrat Party is on their side. You know, I got to remind you of history, folks. Bill Clinton's rape victims, remember Joy Behar called them all tramps? Hillary Clinton's running around the country saying, all talking about white privilege. And yet Chelsea Clinton gets a job right out of college for almost $1 million a year. Then her mother keeps flying around the world talking about white privilege, carbon footprints. For us, the little people, and they're selling a sanctioned narrative. What about Bill Clinton paying off Paula Jones $850,000 to shut up? What about all the female genital mutilation in this country and around the world? What about Brett Kavanaugh with no proof, no evidence, all women but one admitted they were lying, and now forever he will be called a gang rapist. And people are being called useful idiots despite countless females coming forward with phony rape hoaxes. It's group identity politics. It's designed to divide us as a people. You know, people have to be aware of what's happening. You know, we have, do you remember that, I can't think of his name right now, but there was a Democrat congressman that was talking about, Kellyanne Conway. And he said publicly that she looks better on her knees than she does standing up. I think the implication is pretty obvious there. They don't care what group you're from. They want you to drink the Kool-Aid of political correctness. And this is why we need courage. We cannot dub ourselves the land of the free and the home of the brave if we allow this to happen. You know, since the 90s, Congress has had a bimbo slush fund, which coughs up tens of millions of dollars, taxpayer dollars, to pay off women who think that they got dissed or maybe they got raped or maybe whatever by our own Congress. But the feminists don't mention this. There's pedophilia grooming gangs everywhere for children. They don't mention this. Look, if we don't have practice what you preach laws, if we don't call out truth, like this Kavanaugh hearing, it was all done so, not so every female can be believed. It was done to create a precedent to eliminate due process. And if you read about it, you'll see that. And we'll be back after the break, folks. Appreciate you being here.
Warning. If you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $10,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-900-8407. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-900-8407. That's 1-800-900-8407. 1-800-900-8407.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Pencils, paper, notebooks, iPads. Class is now in session. USAPrepares.com. Educational radio. Set your memory to high power. Your USAPrepares.com instructor, Vincent Finelli, at the controls.
Neither Rich Sheban nor I mentioned that we wouldn't be taking calls today. But we do have a call, so this will be the first and only call of today's broadcast. I don't want you to feel that we're playing favorites, class. It's just that Rich normally does not take calls, but we didn't say it. So George is USA Prepares instructor. He's certainly welcome. George, thank you for calling.
Hi, Vincent. Hi, Rick. I apologize, gentlemen. I tuned in a little after you made the statement that there were no calls, so thought...
No, George, I did not make that statement today. Normally I do, because Rich prefers not to take calls. But today we didn't do it, so blame it on me. But I'm so glad you called. It's great to hear your voice.
Thank you.
How would you like to weigh in?
Great. I'd like to weigh in and say that even with our imperfections, we still believed and we were raised, and it was kind of like imbued in us about justice, about honor, about, you know, speaking the truth. And as the old Western saw says, talk truth, say the truth, shoot straight, and more or less keep your word. But I think they've been driving us for a long, long time into places where we might have, by the grace of God, a better chance of surviving in this newfound system that will right now they probably hold us in contempt, and they'll pull certain unfair, sneaky, devious means of ways of basically just undermining us and what we stand for. We represent something to them, and they can tell when they meet us. I came out of Massachusetts. In Massachusetts, I didn't realize to the degree that it was inundated with a certain type of individual that if they could get you in their sights, you represented to them in their mindset everything that, that they stood against. And eventually I moved out, and I moved up north a ways into the mountains. And I know, Rich, the same thing with you. When I hear you speak about how, you know, you would put in for various types of civil service government jobs and you wouldn't get a fair shake, you wouldn't get a call back, and you really would be, your application would be basically on the dead letter pile. And I know, too, Vincent, with your career, you have a career that you don't have to take your hat off to anyone, because you were following a path to where you ended up now, and same thing with you, Rick, and me, that, in other words, we weren't compatible, and it's almost like being hunted in a sense that you know, wild animals will naturally just gravitate to the more remote areas. Not that I'm comparing us to wild animals, but there is a certain, there's a freedom. And we're not compatible with the system that they're bringing in. And I think that they're just, it's like a lumberjack just about ready. When the tree's about to fall, they yell timber. And I think that that timber is going to be within the next maybe month, maybe couple of months, maybe year. And I think they've been working a very long time, these termites posing as human beings, and they're just gnawing at the structure of a healthy tree.
Yeah, George, you know, the reason why I got to say I haven't been taking calls in the last probably 6-7 months, and the reason is because I feel that America's hanging by a thread. Our freedoms, our liberty, our Constitution, Bill of Rights, rule of law. And I felt obligated. I feel, you know, as a patriot, as an American, I feel it's my duty to give as much information as possible and wake as many people up as possible. And I just think that when I'm on the air, I want to do as little small talk as possible. Now, of course, when I am being the interviewer, it's a different story, because I want to give the microphone to somebody whose turn it is to be on the air. But I just feel up until this election, because as I've given so many hundreds of articles to show that this mail-in ballot is absolutely 100% fraudulent, that the legitimacy of this election, because of mail-in ballots, will be irrelevant, not to mention all the fraud, the election rigging coming from Facebook, Google, Twitter, with the help of the DOJ, the FBI, and the CIA. There's nothing legitimate about America at this point in time. But thank you for calling, George.
And the termite analogy is brilliant. We'll be right back.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $10,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now, 1-800-900-8407. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now, 1-800-900-8407. That's 1-800-900-8407. 1-800-900-8407.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
The Senate will return in session despite an effort from the minority leader to adjourn until after the election. Republicans shot down Chuck Schumer's request to stop work until November 9th. That would have pushed Amy Coney Barrett's Supreme Court confirmation until after the presidential contest. Expected on the Senate floor today, Senate Majority Leader from Kentucky Mitch McConnell reintroducing a skinny stimulus package.
$500 billion of good that Congress can do right now through programs that Democrats do not even say they oppose.
Democrats have already voted down a similar package earlier this year, and for the sixth consecutive year, Chicago has topped the list of the rattiest cities in the United States, according to Orkin. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
The Trump campaign has long rejected national polls showing former Vice President Joe Biden ahead of the president by double digits. But now the Biden campaign is agreeing. During a grassroots summit, Biden campaign manager Jen O'Malley-Dillon saying, "Please take the fact we are not ahead by double digits. These are inflated national public polling numbers." Biden surrogate, Democratic Senator from Delaware, Chris Coons, agrees.
We shouldn't take anything for granted in these last few weeks, and it is still possible for President Trump to win re-election.
Coons speaking there on CNN. The beautiful drink for beautiful people will be no more.
Coca-Cola has announced it'll discontinue its original diet soda, Tab, by the end of 2020. Many food and beverage companies are cutting back on products during the pandemic to make operations more efficient. However, Coke says its beverage overhaul was underway before COVID. The pandemic just prompted the company to fast-track. Tab was first introduced back in 1963 and paved the way for Diet Coke and Coke Zero Sugar. Tab's popularity screeched to an almost halt when Diet Coke came on the scene in 1982, but the company kept the brand alive for devotees, or those that won't fix what ain't broke. For USA Radio News, I'm Val Dior.
The Rays and Dodgers open the World Series tonight. First pitch in Arlington, Texas, set for just after 8 o'clock Eastern Time. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
It's gonna be sliding. When you go to the for 2 seconds.
Class is back in session. Turn up the volume. USAPrepares.com with the original survival economist, Vincent Fennelli.
So as you've been hearing on this broadcast, there's a great concern about this election. And no matter who wins, we believe that violence will escalate. And you just heard at the bottom of the hour news that the Democrat Party feels that the polls, the numbers have been skewed in favor of the Democrats. And they're saying maybe it's not so good as the polls are saying. Maybe the number of people who would prefer Jumpin' Joe, the plagiarist, to be selected as president, maybe there are not as many of them as the polls have been indicating. And it's what we've been saying for years and years. You can't believe anything. Can't believe anything. And don't even believe this broadcast, class. George, did you have some other comments?
Well, I'll just say that, unfortunately, we're coming up for judgment to varying degrees, and it's going to find us where it finds us, whether people have made some preparations that'll soften the blow. But in other words, we cannot have a country that the founders envisioned with it takes a free and moral people to live by codes and are cognizant of a higher power and God that looks over us. And I think Bismarck said it best. He said, God looks out for fools, babes, and the United States. And it has been true, but how much can a country slide down the garbage chute and then expect to be blessed on the way down? And we've seen it happen with Rome. We've seen it happen with various empires throughout the history. And I'll just say, the last thing I'll say is that I had a lawyer say to me one time in a union case, we had been going back and forth a while over a period of months, and finally he said to me one day, he goes, what do you want, justice? And I looked at him, and I realized he was coming from a different place where they have ethics but not morals. And the very last thing I'll just say, and I appreciate you and Rich, you know, spending, giving your time and putting things aside to share with us. I'll just say, in Gulliver's Travel, there's a quote. A king's talking to Gulliver, and he says, I love law, but I hate justice. And he wasn't contradicting himself, was he, gentlemen? And on that note, I will say, take care. God bless.
Very, very well George. Said, George. Very well said. Absolutely brilliant.
I just want to comment on a couple things George said. And, you know, when I talk about standing for principle, I have those three base things that I say, I try and say as often as I can when I have appropriate time to do it. And that is the same rules, laws, and accountability for everybody in American soil. Now, I hear these words all the time, and I've said this. I hear ethics, morals, values, rule of law, accountability. Now, the people are waking up to all this, and that's why the polls are what it is, because they're basically trying to give excuses for people waking up to the corruption, especially behind the scenes. And if we continue to have different rules, which would be ethics, morals, values, laws, and accountability, which I've given thousands of examples over the year, based on what group you're in, based on the entitlement to play the victim group status card, based on demanding to lower the bars of standards and expectations for a job based on what group you're in, eliminating hard work, proven results, and qualifications. And then the same people are demanding no protection, no rights, and no restitution of the rule of law for the people who are actually being affected and attacked, but yet they see us enabling big government, big corporations, literally protecting them with liability immunity. And I, as you know, Vince, I have proven on this show thousands of times over the last 9 years that the wealth inequality is going from the bottom 93% to the top 1-2%. Now they're dropping, we get the breadcrumbs. The top 5 or 6% get the loaves of bread, and the top 1 to 2% get the bakeries and the bread trucks. And this is why we have to wake up and stop protecting your group, hyphen, and pronoun, and start being American. Because we are giving these people at the very top free lunch. Let me give you an example here. I'm on, for those of you who are on your computer, I've mentioned this website before, citizenfreepress.com, citizenfreepress.com, C-I-T-I-Z-E-N, freepress.com. And I actually listened to this. Joe Buck and Troy Aikman, their announcers for NFL football, they were mocking the military flyover. And then I believe it was Troy Aikman that says, that ain't happening with the Kamala Biden ticket, partner. See, if you're a gazillionaire to cover the multimillionaire, the multi-billionaire, and even now we have trillionaires
like Bezos, when you have this kind of money, it's easy to lick the boots of the elite because they have theirs. I want you to remember that, folks. They have theirs. How many times have I said it's not a left-right paradigm? It's very little of that. It's much more the aristocracy controlling and managing the serfs. They got theirs. The people who got theirs, 99% of them, are in the club. And they have to keep us down with different rules, laws, and accountability that they don't have to adhere to. They don't practice what they preach. See, Troy Aikman can say, oh, that ain't happening with the Kamala Biden ticket, partner. Mocking the military flyover for the little people. Little people don't matter. Come on. They got theirs. So they're in the club. They don't want you to have yours. They don't want you to never mind prosper. They don't want you to survive. I want you to think about that after this show is over in a couple minutes here. Vince, I'd like your comment on what I just said.
Well, I was thinking about the kings. You know, what would the kings do in a situation like this? Well, people would be put in dungeons. People would be removed. They would be, I guess the current term is disappeared. And I keep thinking, you know, as we go down this spiral, what would the kings do? You know, bring us back to the 1500s, 1600s, 1700s. What would they do if they found some people speaking out against their desires? And what would a king do? If he wanted a woman, he would just take that woman, right? Isn't that how it went? Am I confused?
That's what they're doing now. Except they're not just taking women. They're taking little girls, and they're torturing them on film.
That's exactly what I'm saying. I'm saying that not much has changed. It's still the same thing. Those who are in charge, those who rule, do what they want. And the question is, does Buckingham Palace have a dungeon? Does Windsor Castle have a dungeon? Be nice to know, wouldn't it?
It would.
Mm-hmm.
I wouldn't doubt it if they... In fact, I would be surprised if they don't.
Right. Right. So, there are those who tell us what to do, and then there's us. And there are those who tell us what to do, and they have the police to make sure that we understand the message. And if it gets, you know, more out of control, they've got the military. They've got bombs. And they've got diseases. And I still don't understand why we have not retaliated against China for, as President Donald J. Trump said, the China virus. How come? How come we haven't stopped every single shipment? I'll tell you a quick story, since you mentioned cars. And this is germane, believe it or not. So we were working on a Mercedes that was 16 years old. And it has a front suspension. And installed were some brand name parts called Mevotech. M-E-V-O-T-E-C-H. It might look like it's pronounced Mevotech. It's a Canadian company. Now, the original suspension parts lasted about 16 years. The replacement parts from Mevotech lasted 2 months. And what happened was the failure was so severe in these parts. They have a ball and socket and a bushing. So it's a sway bar link. And the ball and socket either has a metallurgy problem, a design problem, a manufacturing problem, or all the above. It did not have an installation problem. And what happened was the ball and socket and the sway bar loosened very, very quickly. and had more and more play in it and more vibration. And it, the vibration caused the bolt that secured the sway bar link in place vibrated out. And then the car became dangerous to drive. What I'm saying is, I talked to Mevotech. I called them up in Canada, and I said, here's the problem. Here's the symptom. Here's what happened. Here's what I believe you need to know about. And I have the parts, and I'll be glad to send them to you. You have a problem. It's serious. And it can cause people to have crashes. Now, I called them before the broadcast a couple times and left messages. They left a message with me. We're playing phone tag. They might have even called the farmhouse during the time I've been on the air. What I'm saying is there are lots of parts out there that are made in China. And I believe these are made in China. They're just sold by a Canadian company. Why are we allowing substandard parts in this country? Why? Why? And we're going to find out soon that these part failures, these substandard disc brake rotors, substandard disc brake calipers, substandard disc brake lines, substandard alternators, serpentine belts, water pumps, axles, bearings, etc., idler pulleys, all these things that if any one of them fails, you're not going. Your car is done. Your truck is done until it's repaired. We're going to find out that those parts last maybe one-fifth as long as the original equipment parts. And when are we going to wake up and say, enough is enough? Okay, so all right, so it's half the price when we go to buy it, but it lasts one-fifth as long. And it leaves us stranded on the side of the road. When are we going to say enough is enough? Who are you going to call? That's the problem. Who are you going to call?
Warning. If you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back. Because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $10,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-900-8407. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-900-8407. That's 1-800-900-8407. 1-800-900-8407.
Are you ready for what's next? It's likely coming. More food shortages, power outages, grocery stores closed, social unrest. Ask yourself, do you have enough food and supplies on hand to last at least 30 days? Most Americans do not. But you can. Avoid the panic of the last-minute rush. Order your 4-week supply of emergency food today from MyPatriotSupply.com. Starvation or dependency on the government are your only alternatives. Avoid those and the pain of being unprepared. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now. Build your emergency food supply with meals that last up to 25 years in storage, shipped discreetly to your door. Folks that know what's coming are using today to prepare. There's time for you to do the same. That's MyPatriotSupply.com, the original Patriot Preparedness Company. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
$5,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
No whining. Only expert guests and seasoned opinions. Instruction that matters. At the controls, Vincent Finelli.
Thought you might have heard me talking about a water softener I bought at Menards and how it was kind of roughed up. And I don't know if Menards did it or the trucking company that handled it before Menards got this special order for us. But it was beat up. And I talked to the store manager, and I mentioned the story on the air last week. I want to read just part of an email I got from the store manager. Vincent, thank you for the... this is the store manager from Menards calling, emailing me. Vincent, thank you for the kind words. We do use these situations as training tools, and I will be playing this clip at our next management meeting. Thank you again, and you signed it. Now, the reason I'm saying that is you need to speak up. And so I bought something, paid full price for it, and it came damaged. So I didn't buy a damaged one. I bought a good one, in perfect condition. At least I thought I did because I bought it on the Internet. What I'm saying is you need to speak up. And I told the story for a full segment about what happened to this water softener and how it was damaged and how it was upsetting to me. And they gave me $75 credit, which was fair. And I accepted that. And the management of Menards is using USA Prepares broadcast, the segment where I talked about this, as a training tool for their employees. Now, why are they doing that? Because I delineated exactly what the problem was and how it could have been avoided and how it could have been seen and how it wasn't handled properly until the manager got involved. So it cost them $75. And every time this happens, it costs money for somebody. And Menards wants to make sure that they minimize this. And that's why they played the clip. And I said on the air before I heard from the store manager that I was sure that they would be playing this for their employees. I was sure of it. And I got confirmation. Now, I didn't have confirmation that they would. I just knew that the store management would take this so seriously that they would play that 20-minute clip or so for their employees. So, Rich, in a couple weeks, we're going to have the selection. The violence will escalate. Do you have any thoughts about what people should do in preparation for this other than get what they need right now?
Well, we've been talking about it for years, Vince. I just don't know what else we can add to the redundancy as far as, you know, we don't live in a society where hard work, effort, proven results and qualifications and merit and job performance mean anything anymore. live in a society where the DOJ, FBI, CIA have sold out the little people with treason, sedition, espionage. We live in a country where big tech, the Googles, Twitters, and Facebook are rigging the elections and covering pay-to-play, covering up child porn, covering up, I mean, even blocking, shadow banning and censoring the President of the United States while allowing Chinese government sites and propaganda to occur, where town hall meetings don't even bring up all this corruption in the Biden family regarding these geopolitical meetings. You know, we have coups against a sitting president out in the open. We have airways being blocked. We have nefarious emails being blocked from Hillary. We have Russia stories made up while we, the taxpayers, are paying hundreds of million dollars for theater paid for by Hillary Clinton and the DNC. See, this is why I talk about those three principles as often as I can. I think I only discussed one because of time. Same rules, laws, and accountability. The second is truth. And the third is because we don't have rights, restitution, or protection under the rule of law. It's all based on what group you're in. And that third one is, if there's different consequences for a certain behavior based upon what group you're in, then you get to do it too. See, this is because we have no rule of law. Everybody in the hierarchy of government and corporations is either bought and paid for, a.k.a. bribed, or blackmailed. Now, I had lots of big production companies, because I had a small production company do a video on my lifestyle, off-grid and all this, a few years ago. I had some major, big names. I'm not going to name drop. It doesn't do anybody any good. Want to do documentaries and reality shows on my lifestyle. And I go, do I have final editing rights? They said no. Basically, I didn't pursue anything because they were trying to bribe me with fame or infamy or money to give up, to make me repeat the narrative that they want me to repeat. I refused, and I am demonetized totally. This is America. November 3rd is going to make or break our country. If you don't want to vote Republican, then don't think of the millions of combat soldiers that died in mud and blood to give us the freedoms and liberties that we have now. We appreciate you being here. Thank you.
And, Class, if you want to see what he's talking about, just watch the Combat Series. C-O-M-B-A-T, exclamation point. It's available on eBay. You can buy it new, you can buy it used, and it's available on YouTube. Thanks, Rich.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how did it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.